Time now for Trends Diary, where Boulder County residents of all ages share personal experiences that relate to a pressing community need. The focus for now is on our shared need to connect and solve problems, despite the increased isolation we're all experiencing during the COVID-19 pandemic. This project is brought to you in partnership with Community Foundation Boulder County.
Dear Trends Diary, my name is Tim Waters, and as a volunteer for Longmont Public Media, I initiated the Longmont Voices and Vision Project in the early stages of the COVID-19 pandemic. Longmont Public Media is the City of Longmont's public access television provider. As we learn our way through the COVID-19 pandemic, we find ourselves in the midst of what will likely be a transformational experience in human history. When we were celebrating the first year in a new decade, no one could have imagined the world in which we are now living. Looking back, there was sufficient evidence to conclude that we could have and should have been better prepared. A retrospective will inform lessons to be learned from the current crisis. I'll leave after action reviews to others. My interest is, number one, learning how Longmont residents were and are getting through the current pandemic. Number two, how they are staying connected to family and friends, even though they've been distanced socially and cannot be together physically. And three, assuming that life will be different on the other side of this crisis, what do residents want to see and experience in their new normal? Or what's their preferred future on the other side of the pandemic and the future they're willing to help create? I'm collecting answers to these questions through virtual interviews conducted as part of the Longmont Voices and Vision Project with Longmont Public Media as a sponsor. Responses to the third question suggest Longmonters will be drawn to a future that is more just, balanced, equitable, sustainable, healthy, shared, and connected. Because of the COVID-19 and how it altered life in 2020, the project contributors I've interviewed are more, not less, aspirational about their future. Anyone wanting to voice their vision and share their voice can be included in this project if they're willing to spend just 15 minutes with me, and they only need to contact me at t.waters@comcast.net. This is all on no budget, volunteer, so I need to find a volunteer or somebody who would charge me a minimum fee to create a searchable database. To have it searchable makes it way more useful for, a historical record. Because what I'd like to do is hand over to the local museum that archive. Here's your roster of participants in a decade or two or three or five from now, at least in Longmont, and I'm guessing this would be true in a lot of communities. It'll be the only video archive, real-time video archive of what was on the hearts and minds of Longmonters at a time that no one had ever experienced or could ever have imagined experiencing. And I just think to get into their hearts and minds at that moment is a priceless experience for me.
Feeling inspired? Do you have your own story of making connections or solving problems during this time of physical isolation? Then visit www.commfound.org. Look for Trends Diary and share your experience with Community Foundation Boulder County. Your submission could wind up on these KGNU airwaves.